Welcome to Pleasant Ridge Today, the official podcast of Pleasant Ridge Waldorf School here in Viroqua, Wisconsin. I'm Robin Kotke.
I'm David Levin.
Hi, David.
Hi, Robin.
Have you seen the new Calyx?
I have, actually. Yeah, I noticed the pictures in the front right away.
Oh, so sweet. That was a surprise to me. I submitted something for the Calyx, and Mary Christensen chairs that whole project. And this particular issue is so sweet.
Nice.
Yeah. If you have not yet received your Calyx, which is the print publication from Pleasant Ridge that comes out a few times a year, please let me know. I will make sure that you are on that list straight away. It's also available on our website, and I will be posting that to Facebook also.
Are there copies in the office or anything if they want to grab them that way?
We may have a few additional copies, but I would definitely want to know so that I can put you on the mailing list if you to have. I really like to have my hard copy.
Well, for sure.
And, you know, this issue has some pretty great features. It has the 40th anniversary, an article from Terry Beck that kind of sums up nicely our first 40 years as just the beginning. There's another piece in there that welcomes all of the new families in the school with brief biographies of each. So that helps us get to know them.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. There is coming events listed there. Their staff updates and school news, and there's always a sweet alumni piece in there for all of the great things happening in Pleasant Ridge alumni's lives. So please check it out. Again, let me know if you have not received a copy and you would like to. This is also a great publication to send out to grandparents. My folks were delighted to see a picture of their granddaughter crossing the Rainbow Bridge this year. So keep me posted.
Speaking of which, of course, they can also get those pictures from the portal.
Ah,
your grandparent can't necessarily get it directly, but you could grab it. I'm not sure if everybody knows this, but you can go view them there, but you can also click and download any of the pictures that are there. So if you want some pictures for your own files or to share, you're welcome to do that.
Thanks to everybody who came out to the Parent Association meeting.
Last Friday.
At the Spoon, as they call it, the hip ones.
How was it? Do you know?
I wasn't able to attend, but it sounds like the attendance was great and lots of planning already for this year. Now we have the clothing exchange on the calendar, a couple of events that we'll talk about a little bit later. And the next meeting is going to be over at Jordan's Place on November 3rd at 11 a.m.
That's a Sunday afternoon.
It is, and children are welcome to come along and a light lunch will be provided.
I'm looking at my calendar here. It's also the end of daylight savings, so...
Oh.
That's unfortunate.
So come commiserate with us at Jordan's house. There'll be extra coffee. Maybe
Halloween weekend.
On board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
11 a.m., November 3rd.
Thanks to Jordan for hosting. We just also had our new parent orientation, the second one, this week. And something came up that I think is so important to remind folks of. It took me a while to get this. I often get the Lunchbox Express on my phone.
Oh, sure.
I usually check it there. And for the longest time, I didn't realize and found out I wasn't the only one that it actually is several pages. And we just get the very first page. You have to download the rest. So that's really important to note, folks. I think some people are walking around like I was, like, what is going on here? So if you are getting the Lunchbox Express in your email, and we certainly hope you are, then just know that you have to download it so that you can read it all. There's always a copy available, a hard copy available across from the office too, if you want to take a look there. But it sure is nice to just have it at our fingertips and to have the whole thing at our fingertips.
Well, yeah, and once a month, the next month's lunch calendar is on there, right? That's where we always get that.
That's right.
Print that out.
Fill
that out.
That new lunch calendar for November is up now in your Lunchbox Express, so take a look there. And then Nan also has the lunch calendar right outside the office too, so that folks can come in and choose right then and there, you know, what you want to do. So lots of options.
We don't need it so much anymore. Why?
I'll tell you why. Because the children are signing up every day.
Every single day, Francis, anyway.
Yes, and we are moving to the ACH option so that we don't have to think about it every month. Because do you know what happened? Yet again, these first of the month just sneak up on me. And Nan had to contact me and say, hey, are your children eating lunch? And I said, well, of course they're eating lunch today. And she said, oh, I didn't get your sign-up form. Oh, man. Yeah. So when we did it last year and had it just automatically done, just one less thing I have to keep up here. If you'll indulge me, I also have a script story.
Oh, we love script stories.
From this past week.
Speaking for all of us now.
Yes.
Please.
Well, so we had to have our car serviced again. And there is a great Subaru. There are a number of Subarus in our community. We've noticed. There is a great fellow who works on Subarus and does such a nice job. His name is Paul Schlicht. He is a script partner. Mm. And what that means is that he will accept script from us and give a portion of that back to the school as a thank you for bringing your car to be serviced locally. And I mean, sometimes those are not fun expenses.
No.
But I'll tell you what makes it fun. Knowing that you're supporting a local business and yep. also your school at the same time, and yeah. also the quality of the work that he does. Yeah. So, you know, it makes spending $600 a little more palatable. Thanks,
almost
Paul
fun.
Schlicht. Yes, almost. So, again, thank you to Paul Schlicht for being a script partner
That's
to the school.
Excellent. Yes, thank you.
Shall we look at the calendar?
Yep.
All right. Upcoming. This weekend is the Harvest Parade.
Oh, right.
Yes, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
By the time this comes out, it will be tomorrow on Saturday. It's supposed to be cold, but it's going to be so beautiful. I was over at the Arc, now known as the Commons, to take a look at some of the costumes that Denise has put together. And this year is the 10th anniversary, and it will be especially magical. Her costume alone. Hang on to your hats.
Mm. I do love it. I'm going to have to break out my long johns, though, I think.
Yes. You might want to.
42 and windy. Oh,
I know. But it's so important to come out. Just bundle up.
Yeah.
There will be, that will be followed by musical numbers over at Eckert Park, and there will be some food vendors there. It's a nice place to have dinner on Saturday night and celebrate this awesome community that we live in. Let's see. On Monday, October 14th, is the third grade field trip. Also on Tuesday, October 15th, that's an overnight trip for them. And then on October 17th, on Thursday, October 17th, is the fifth grade field trip. On Wednesday, October 23rd, there's a kindergarten parent meeting from 5:30 to 6:30 in the kindergarten. That is a combined meeting for both kindergartens. Mm. And finally, Friday, October 25th, there is a parent tea hosted by the Parent Association right after the assembly in the school lobby.
Nice.
Please join us.
You don't necessarily have to like tea, do you?
Oh, there will be coffee.
Coffee.
And some...
Non-caffeinated beverages?
Yes. Always herbal tea at Waldorf events.
That's how little I know about tea.
Oh.
I didn't know herbal tea was decaf.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't drink tea.
Wow, I love both. So so it's a place to be.
Excellent.
Please join us.
All right. What's cooking? That's kind of funny. The first one is food-related. Hot diggity dog. The eighth grade will be hosting another Hot Dog Friday on October 18th. Our kids love that.
Oh, gosh, ours do too.
Yeah. Please sign up in the office in advance as day of sales are challenging. Dogs are $3 each, and there's a veggie dog option.
Let me tell you, I thought of you because when I was buying my hot dog this last time around, I saw ketchup on the table. I asked Mrs. Hotchkiss to please give me a list of all the folks who put ketchup on their hot dogs so I could have a word with them. She declined.
We know who you are.
But these are really good quality hot dogs.
Yeah. These are top dogs.
Oh, indeed.
And by the way, bring your own sides. Kraut, whatever you like, relish.
There was kraut on the table.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, it says bring your own sides here, just in case maybe, I don't
there
know.
There was kraut, mustard, and ketchup provided.
Pickles. I'm going to bring pickles.
Sure.
Chips. Baked beans, pie, just the sky's the limit. Well, not the sky's the limit, but anyway, there you go.
The Enchanted Forest is coming up. This year's Enchanted Forest, hosted by the 8th grade class as a fundraiser for their 8th grade trip, will be Thursday, October 31st, as always, from 3 to 5 p.m. The Enchanted Forest takes place at Hubbard Hills, located at the west end of Maple Street in Viroqua. Concessions will be sold by 8th grade parents. There are no bathroom facilities at the site, so please come prepared. I will tell you that this Enchanted Forest is just a gift.
Oh, it's great.
It's on Halloween. It's just so beautifully done. It's always so magical. It's a great fundraiser for the class, but it's also the perfect opportunity for us to eat dinner because you know how Halloween goes.
Yep.
And when are we going to eat dinner before right. But it's perfect because they often have hot dogs. Did they talk about, I think I heard them talking about chili this year.
Oh, that sounds good.
That sounds nice on Halloween. The cost is $2 per person or $7 maximum per family. Please call Paula Grenier at 606-3500 with questions. Paula Grenier is an alumni parent whose youngest graduated from high school.
Wow.
She has been bringing this again and again, year after year, you know, working with the eighth grade, and always a sweet experience.
It's a really great thing. And then I'm trying to remember the timing. When does the city trick-or-treating, the Main Street trick-or-treating happen? Is that after? Does that start at 5 o'clock?
Maybe? I want to say that starts around 5.
I think that's what we've done in the past. We've hit the Enchanted Forest and then that Main Street trick-or-treating, which is a fun thing, actually. The kids still get a kick out of the younger ones.
Sure.
And then we're ready to hit the second wave when we hit the neighborhoods. Photo retake day is Thursday, October 17th. We haven't seen our photos version 1 yet. By the time you get this, we might have them. If not, then this coming Monday. If you'd like a retaken, please contact Drew Shanka at drewwoowoo@hotmail.com. I want you to guess how you spell that. No, I'll tell you. drowoowoo@hotmail.com. I can tell you it is a rare person that still has a Hotmail email address.
Do you know? Well, I do for my personal email, but do you know I just saw one yesterday at AOL and I said, what? Man. That still exists.
That's good.
And what really struck me is that this person is a lot younger than I am with an AOL email address.
Maybe they inherited it from their grandparents.
Maybe. From the dinosaur.
The same name. Right. Photo retakes will take place in room 205 of the Landmark Center on Thursday, October 17th. Drew will be available at 7:50 a.m. for any kindergarten retakes. Grade students will have their photos retaken during the day.
There's a book study coming up, another parent association endeavor. We are going to be studying Being at Your Best When Your Kids Are at Their Worst by Kim John Payne. We are so excited to read this, and our kickoff for this book study will be October 18th at 8:30 a.m. This is where we will plan the study of the book. If you would like to get the book, it's available for $13 at Amazon.com.
Ah, not in our bookstore at school, not in our school store.
I don't think it is currently. I know that Jordan had said something about maybe doing a bulk order. So, you know, if you don't have Prime or, you know, something like that. So you might want to check with Jordan if you would if you'd like to go that route.
Sure.
Actually,
the ebook is available also, maybe even less than that.
Sure.
If you're an ebook type.
I'm so excited to read this book.
I can tell you it's good.
Yeah.
I have read it.
So again, that's at Kickapoo Coffee at October 18th at 8:30 a.m. And if you have your book already, then great. But I think this will be more of a coffee time to really suss out how we're going to organize it and, you know, over how many months we'll meet and, you know, those kinds of things. So.
Excellent.
We have a community clothing exchange coming up, which I think is a much better name than the clothing swap.
That's what it used to be called. That's
right. It's the same thing. But folks would get super confused. They would say, I don't have anything to swap. And do we say, do you want this green dress for that purple sock? It doesn't work that way. And so the community clothing exchange makes so much more sense. If you have something to bring, terrific. We are asking this year because we have been so inundated with mountains of clothing that folks bring their things that they're donating to the clothing exchange before the day of the event.
Sure.
So this is on our calendar for November 9th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's a Saturday. We ask you to start gathering your gently used clothing and outerwear that you are ready to pass on. Donations can be dropped off at the Pleasant Ridge office starting on November 4th. Please, no day of donations. If you don't have any clothes to pass along, no worries. Instead, you can make, if you feel inclined, a cash donation or bring non-perishable foods that will be donated to Bethel Boutique in celebration of the Thanksgiving season.
Hmm.
You can sign up to help out with a clothing exchange. There is a link to do that via this week's Lunchbox Express on page 2, so be sure that you download it.
Just come.
And this has really grown over the years. It is so amazing to see the number of people who turn out on that day. If you are interested in helping the day before of the event, we're going to be setting up that evening on Friday, and folks who come and help also get first dibs.
Ah.
Aha.
All right, save the date for the fall concert. Please add the date for the fall concert to your school year calendars. The concert will take place in the gym at 6:30 p.m. on Thursday, November 21st. Students in grades 5 to 8 will be performing.
Also save the date, there's a parents' night out on November 13th. We don't know where we're going, but we're going somewhere. Stay tuned for details.
Just going out for fun?
Yeah. Why not?
Nice.
We need more of that. More fun. I do.
You going to go bowling?
Perhaps.
Bowling's fun. We could support our local bowling alley, Westby.
That would be super fun.
That'd be super fun.
I like to bowl. Though, a few times I've fallen down the bowling alley. I know, it's super embarrassing. The good news is that I had let go of the ball, though, because that could be... I've learned my lesson.
Yeah.
Not to step over the line because it's very slippery.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's unfortunate. Sorry. That's okay. It was a long time ago.
Bowling. Maybe just never mind that.
My bowling game is absurdly bad. But
we've got that little
ramp.
Have you seen that little ramp for the young ones?
Yes.
It's like goes on the slide and just whoosh, sure. You could try that.
No, we do.
Oh.
Yes, I do use that. And it doesn't improve very much, but but I have fun. So that's the important thing.
That's right.
Yes. Hey, calling all Viroqua Food Co-op members. It's time to vote for the VFC's 2020 Give Where You Live recipients.
We voted already.
Awesome. We did too. And you better believe that Pleasant Ridge was on that list.
Yep.
So it's a little bit different than in past years, but the way it works is that the food co-op every year chooses 12 recipients to receive donations from the community where folks can round up at the cash register if they feel inclined. We always do because they're always great local nonprofits.
Yep.
And that adds up really fast. But the VFC members get to vote on who those recipients will be. Last year, we didn't make it.
Oh.
I know. Because there are so many. There are so many. And the rules had changed. What they used to do was you could give a certain number of points to a school or, an organization. And then they said, well, that's not really voting. That's more like giving a certain number of points. So now what they've done is you can vote for between 1 and 5 organizations who will be recipients. And so we are asking you to please vote. You can vote right online. And Youth Initiative, for instance, received $2,200 last year. So it's a really great way. Not only do they have the roundup at the cash register, but they also have the 1% Wednesdays.
Oh, yeah.
So it's really nice because you can save some of your shopping for that day, knowing that the school or your favorite organization will receive those funds. So thanks for remembering us at the polls. Remember that you can vote at the co-op between now and October 31st, or you can vote online.
That's
easy peasy. And thank you.
Yeah. Seeking substitute teachers. We're looking to add to our list of substitute teachers for the school year. We're planning to hold a substitute teacher orientation in October. Date still to be decided. If you're interested, please contact Jordan at 637-7828 or enrollment at pleasantridgewaldorf.org.
The new November hot lunch calendar is up and ready for folks to sign up. So if you have 45 minutes, please sign up for a lunch server shift. It includes free lunch and it's a rollicking good time.
Super fun.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Employment opportunity. Pleasant Ridge Waldorf School is seeking a snow removal superhero. We've decided to rename it. Rob and I have just taken it upon ourselves, made an executive decision.
We did, because laborer just sounds like a lot of work. I mean, it is a lot of work.
But no, that's what superheroes do.
Yeah,
on great tasks.
Not anything a superhero can't handle.
Exactly. So a snow removal superhero who will maintain the school's sidewalks and entryways throughout the 1920 winter season. Candidate must be self-motivated, high reliable, have a cape. No, that's not true.
We'll provide the cape.
We'll provide the cape. No capes. Remember the Incredibles? Yeah, no capes.
Okay.
It's not safe with the snowblower.
Right.
Able to keep a flexible schedule. That's funny. All required equipment and supplies are provided. Application and resume may be submitted to enrollment at pleasantridgewaldorf.org or delivered in person to the school office. And thank you in advance.
Yes, indeed. the holiday fair season is really upon us. It's maybe 57 days away or something wild like that. So a couple of things to note. Advance tickets should be available online. So please join us for Friday evening, the joyful Wassail and Dance Party for adults only. Childcare will be available. And advance tickets are encouraged. And if you get them in advance, not only does that help us plan, but you get a discount. Also, the application for vendors has gone live.
Okay.
Oh, I was getting a lot of calls about that. So this is something that folks really look forward to. If you or someone you know would like to be a vendor in our artisan market at the holiday fair, that is now available. We're still seeking silent auction donations. There's information right on our website for how to do so.
Okay.
Also, the school store resale shop, call for donations. We're excited to bring back the school store resale shop to this year's holiday fair. The resale shop is an expansion of our school store and offers gently used wooden and natural toys for sale. Oh, I've gotten some really amazing things here. This is a great opportunity to help raise funds for Pleasant Ridge by donating items your children no longer use, and also to shop for beautiful quality toys for less than retail prices. Donations of wooden and natural toys in good resale condition may be dropped off at the school office through November 22nd. Thanks so much. Jordan Brudas is coordinating that.
Oh, excellent. Some community news. Driftless Gymnastics, a tumbling good time. 6-week Saturday session to begin October 26th. 8-week Monday and Thursday classes to begin October 10th. That's coming up pretty soon. Driftless Gymnastics provides a fun and safe, non-competitive environment for young people to learn the sport of gymnastics. Classes offer professional instruction with experienced and dedicated coaching. Students work on strength, flexibility, coordination, and self-confidence. Co-ed classes for children ages 2 and up. To register, contact Alisan Taylor, our own Alisan, 632-3527 or alisan.taylor@gmail.com. That's alisan.taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, @gmail.com.
I always read that as Allie can.
And she can.
She can, and she does.
She does.
Okay. The Viroqua Healing Arts Center is looking for renters immediately through the end of the year with a potential to sign a year lease for 2020. If you feel your work would be a good fit with our mission of facilitating healing and the attainment of a high level of wellness, please contact Jen Shepherd at 608-637-7600, extension 27.
So we already mentioned the Harvest Parade, but here's a little more detailed schedule. At 1 p.m., the lineup starts at the Pleasant Ridge Playground. At 2 p.m., the parade starts. The route goes from Pleasant Ridge, south on Rusk, west on Terhune, north on Main Street, west on Court Street towards Eckhart Park. And then at 2:30 until 8 is a celebration in the park with the food vendors, live music. Oh, and 7:30 p.m. is the fire dancing. That's so great. Have you ever seen the fire performers?
We have, yes.
Man, that's wild. I love that. So a lot of great stuff happening on the 12th. Again, bundle up, but come.
Mm-hmm.
You guys going? You going to be around?
Oh, yes. I may be carrying a banner in the parade.
Oh. Just right now as we record this, I think Frances is over trying out a costume.
Oh,
at the
sweet.
Commons.
Nice.
She's looking for a warm one.
Yes. And there are always, that's the thing to know too, is that there are always costumes day of too,
mm-hmm.
Around if you didn't get a chance to go over and sign up for one. Just show up at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, 1 o'clock.
And right on our playground, right in our parking lot, and there will be more than enough costumes and cheer to go around.
Excellent.
I think that's it for this week.
I think you are right.
Thanks, David.
Enjoy the parade.
Yes, indeed. And thanks, everybody, for listening.
All right. We'll see you next week.